first time ever, I felt like I actually felt a future where my possibilities were bigger than my circumstances. Mm-hmm. And for a boy growing up how I grew up, and for those of us who have dealt with addiction or all the things that we're dealing with, like to see a future where possibility is bigger than the circumstance is a big deal.
One of the things you talk about is the effect of trauma as being that where all of our dreams are going towards security and safety and not going into a life that we actually might want to have.
Oftentimes, our traumas create this drive in us to sometimes get away from it. So like growing up in a home with gunshot holes outside my house and growing up poor and growing up with domestic violence, like my only dream as a kid was like, I'm going to get out. Like, I'm going to get away from here. I'm going to be successful. I'm going to make a lot of money. I'm going to do this and do that. And so we create this dynamic where here's our past, here's our pain, here's our trauma, and we're just running from it. We're getting as far away from it as we can. And what we don't recognize is in all that running, this is still running the show. Right. This is still what's in control, mm-hmm. right? And so it's so hard to face at that moment. Like we think about people who say stuff like this, like, oh, you know, when I was a kid, I never had nice shoes. And so now I get all the nice shoes that I want and I buy all these nice shoes. Okay. So the trauma of not having the nice shoes is still affecting your life and controlling your outcomes and your choices now. It's not that, oh, now you're in a better spot. It's just now you have more money. And so you're showing up to this trauma differently. Am I making sense right now? You're tracking me? So it's a really tricky thing to look at. And so what I tell people, and it's hard and it takes resilience, but I know everybody listening here has the capacity to do this, is what we actually have to do after we've done all this running is turn around and face it. And what are you here to show me? How can I heal this? How can I do it? Because when we merge with it, when we merge with that childhood version of ourself or that younger version of ourself that, you know, needs love and needs care, when we merge with it, we can't be there for it because we've become it. Right. And the only way to be there for it is to be with it. And so the two ways that we often approach this is we're either running as far away from it as we can, which is not being there for ourselves, or we merge completely with it and we can't see the difference between us and it anymore. And that still is there's still two unhealthy forms of attachment. So how do we stand with it to learn what it is that needs to be healed in us so that we can find the real dream for our life, the real mission that's coming up for you, that's not a response or a reaction to your trauma only, only.
Welcome to the 2021 Radical Recovery Summit presented by the Killaby Center for Recovery. This is Lynn Fraser, your moderator. This year, our theme is Feel It, Heal It, a new paradigm of recovery, featuring a diverse group of thought leaders and innovators, people who are working on the ground in the new field of addiction recovery. Go to radicalrecoverysummit.com to sign up and watch free.